This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Football season is upon us, okay? And if you are someone like me and your team is terrible, like the New York Jets, you gotta look to other places for fun to enjoy the football season. You know, not all of us can have a Commanders team with a fun, exciting new quarterback.
I mean, Commanders, you know, we do it. I don't know. Our last game, we have a lot of injuries in week two, which is not exciting. But we do have a really fun young quarterback who also could be injured. Why do I watch football and invest into the sadness that I can't control?
You know what you can control?
What can I control?
Well, maybe there are some players that you think are fun, like Josh Allen, a really exciting quarterback. And you want to decide if he's going to have more or less than 270 pass yards. If you think that he has more, you know, put a little bit of money on that and maybe you can win some money.
What about Saquon Barkley? You think he's good at rushing. I mean, he could rush, you know, 1-2 touchdowns per game. That's a pretty good solid situation right there.
Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. so, James.
You know, I don't have any input on how good or bad any kind of player is going to be, but I'm saying if you think you do, Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia.
Wait, but did y'all know Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit.
And if that sounds good to you, download the app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks is good to be right. Welcome to Black Man Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
I don't typically do lines at the beginning of the Patreon, but if I did do a line for this one, it would be football, family, God, I am him.
I knew he was going to say that one.
That's a good one. That's not his voice, but that's the line.
That's the energy. That's the energy.
Yeah. Yeah, I give you that.
That's definitely the energy.
I'm him.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. So we obviously are a film review podcast that reviews films of leading Black actors, talks about them in context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is Patreon. So we just jump into it. You know who we are. You know the voice that you're listening to now that could have been a pro, you know, just a star quarterback in the NFL if they wanted to be.
Oh, that's where you were going to go? I thought you were going to go with he's biracial. Like, he had the perfect setup, right? Like, what?
I'm just surprised because what does that actually mean? Like, what?
Doesn't mean, it doesn't James, mean anything. It doesn't even James, make sense. Never James. Played football in my life. James. Anyway, I'm Jonathan Braylock.
This voice is that of Gerard Milligan.
And this voice is James the Third.
And, you know, we are reviewing the film Him that just came out. Hold on. I didn't pull up any facts.
I had this fantasy that I was going to, read up on this movie before we started talking. Because
I mean,
I, was so
I
interested.
Feel like I know a good
wow,
portion.
This is crazy. Hold on.
What?
Okay,
you looking
sorry.
At the writers? Are you looking at the writers?
No, I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes score. I am shocked.
28%.
Okay. It stars Marlon Wayans and Tyreek Withers. It was produced by Jordan Peele, which apparently people are really mad about the advertising of this movie, even though that happens all the time. It has a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, 58% popcorn meter. I am genuinely shocked. 28 is crazy low.
You are surprised that that's what the critics said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even understand critics anymore. The budget of this movie apparently was $27 million. Currently, the box office sitting at $13.9 million.
I think it's going to do well, though.
Yeah, it seemed to be doing okay at... I mean, there were people who were seeing it. It's not going to get international money though. So that's the trick. I don't know how well it's going to do. 13.5 is decent opening.
I think it'll definitely like be profitable. Like if it's like, I don't know if it's going to be like a slam dunk type of mm-hmm. movie, but sure. I do think it'll be profitable.
What was the budget again?
Apparently $27 million, which is 27
and 13 for the opening. I mean, here's the thing about it being profitable, though. Do you think it's going to get the word of mouth? Like, do you think it's going to get the word of mouth?
I mean, that's a great question.
Ooh, that's a good question, James.
It could just start dropping, you know, from here.
It came in second at the box office under...
So, what was first?
Demon Slayer.
Hey.
You know Demon Slayer been making that money.
Oh, wow.
James, Bray, did you see it?
Of course I saw it.
Bray, listen. Come on now. Look, it was a good amount of talking, but those fights when they was fighting?
Oh, it was great.
I'm so behind. I don't even know. I can't even watch
this. They give
this.
You like a little update.
But you've been watching Demon Slayer, right?
Yeah. Like
yeah,
you'll
but
be okay.
I've been meaning to catch myself back up, but I'm
what arc?
I think I saw the one right after Train, but then aren't there like two more? Yeah. Oh yeah, I've definitely seen that one.
Definitely saw Entertainment.
One.
Did you
and
see
then
the Swords?
I think I started this next one.
Swordsmith Village, I think is the
yeah,
next one.
I think I started that one. Is that the one that starts with, because, see, I don't even know. I'm going to start explaining it and then.
Okay. Well, like, you definitely saw the Entertainment District where like there were the brother and the sister. You saw that one. The demons.
Yes.
Were the
yes,
brother and the
yes.
sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That okay. was sad. That one got me.
Yeah. All right, but we're not talking about Demon Slayer. Okay, we're talking about him. Okay. And what else were we saying? We'll see what it does.
I think word of mouth could potentially kill this.
I think That's word of mouth is going to 100% kill this.
Because like it's like because critics was low, but an audience was higher, but audience wasn't fresh and
yeah,
like,
audience was still and you know, it's interesting because so like a lot of the advertising of this movie used Jordan Peele's name. He was a producer on it.
He's in a lot of the promo,
but like, and like the thing is like the trailer, like it has a feel of a Jordan Peele type movie. And so people, I think, thought it was Jordan Peele. Then it wasn't him.
Uh-huh.
You don't do that. We already started. No. No, we already started. So keep going.
It wasn't
what
him.
No.
Just keep going.
I am going. Yeah, I was just saying it wasn't him. They're like, who is this? It ain't him.
No, there's no code open,
well,
bro. We're
I'll,
doing
I'll
the podcast.
Also say this. When they first announced this movie and Jordan Peele was associated with it, I thought that he was directing it, but at the time the movie was actually called Goat. It wasn't him at the time. At mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah, yeah. Goat.
See, y'all niggas gonna keep saying him. Y'all just gonna keep working in him into everything now.
I'm just saying that it was Goat. It wasn't him. And it also he also wasn't directing it. I thought he was. But it wasn't.
The actual director
Justin Tippett.
Sorry, there we go.
And he did a lot of TV. I don't think he's done. I guess there is one other film in his IMDb, but it's like a while
ago. You know
ago.
What he did? He did it at a time where you could make a short film, then get a freaking narrative job.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, isn't that still the case? Like, doesn't
Not
that
for
still
me, James.
Happen? Okay.
That happens for everyone but me.
Zach Akers, Skip Bronchi, Justin Tippett are the writers.
Did you know they're Caucasian? The two writers.
Okay, so Zach Akers and Skip are Caucasian?
Yes.
Skip Bronchi graduated from Tisch in 2008.
What's Justin's background, though?
He looks Indian to me.
I thought so, but when I was looking up...
They got him on all the ethnic shows, though. So he that was...
He's definitely a person of color. That.
Yeah.
Right? He's definitely a person
of color.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Because they was like... They was like, we need him on this.
He's got to be Southeast. Okay, here we go. Let's see. What do we got? Wikipedia?
He has a website. I'm going to go to his website. JustinTipping.com. Okay. Mm. About. Filipino and Scandinavian.
Oh.
Filipino and Scandinavian.
Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
great.
San Francisco is where he was raised.
So he's mixed. So he is biracial.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Well, this it's a horror thriller. It centers on a promising young football player who is invited to train at the isolated compound of a dynasty team's aging QB1, played by Marlon Wayans. And there's a blood-chilling journey into the inner sanctum of fame, power, and pursuit of excellence at any cost. There's nothing else we need to say, right? Are we going to go into initial... Is there anything else we could say that's tantalizing for people to buy this episode before we get into the private?
This movie, James already said, it was called GOAT, and this movie was initially written for a Tom Brady type of player. So it was not written for a person of color.
Initially. Interesting.
And I gotta say,
Not yet, James. Not yet, James.
All right, fine. I ain't gonna say nothing else. That's for the y'all gotta pay for this.
Oh, you gotta pay for what James
y'all gotta
say.
pay for what I was about to say.
And I will say, maybe I'll disagree with people.
Bray.
Oh no.
Bray.
Jonathan Braylock.
Who knows? Bray, don't bother me. Yo.
All right.
I don't even want to do it.
You know what?
pay if you want to hear only Bray and Gerard talk.
Yeah, no, I ain't going to talk.
Because I left.
James, you know how I feel. I'm not listening to it. It's going to be Bray and Skylar.
Jonathan Braylock, James III, Jerome Milligan. Black actors, man. Black actors. All right.